New York is under order to use body cameras, but the police department in Mesa, Arizona, chose to try them out. Sergeant Tony Lindato says 50 Mesa patrol officers are wearing the $1,000 cameras. He says having an audio-video record puts police on their best behavior, and it's reduced false complaints.
A lot of times we'll remind the folks that, oh, well, you know, we have video of your interaction with our officer. And then in some cases, you've seen them back right down.
Mesa's program is a pilot. But in Albuquerque, every uniformed officer, 600 of them, have worn cameras for nearly 2 years. Sergeant Robert Draker is the technical manager of the city's body camera program. He says, like Mesa, Albuquerque has also seen complaints against police drop. But Draker says managing the cameras is a beast.
The easy part, assuming you get a camera that works, and that actually wasn't as easy as it might seem. You know, there's been all that frustration with, is the camera on or off? Is the battery going to last more than an hour? But if you get a camera that works and you get the video, that's still probably the easy part.
For example, in 4 months, 70 Albuquerque officers have already recorded 30,000 video files. Draker says the department has to create a new unit just to manage police videos and the requests to view them. In New York, the stop and frisk decision mandates that one precinct in each borough pilot the cameras for a year. For WNYC, I'm Kate Hines.